If you've just joined us, welcome aboard.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
A wilderness must be explored.
Ohana means family. Family means nobody.
Welcome to the Extra Magic Half Hour Podcast, where sibling hosts Julie and Nick talk all things Disney.
Hey friends, I'm Julie.
And I'm Nick.
And we are the Dizzlings, the Disney siblings who want to welcome you to the Extra Magic Half Hour Podcast.
And this podcast is fueled by what's in our mugs.
And this week I have chocolate creme coffee from JavaWorks Coffee in my Peter Rabbit mug, because it's Easter time. What about you, Nick?
I have a coffee from Tim Hortons and a Tim Hortons paper cup.
Oh.
I guess we're kind of giving away where we're from, but...
that's bound to come out eventually.
Yeah. A little Easter egg for all y'all.
In today's episode, we're going to be doing an AUA episode, which is usually titled an AMA episode, but there's two of us. So that's ask right. us anything, which you did.
Yeah, I like these episodes. It requires me not to think too much. And at this point in my life, those are always good times.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for your questions, and I'm excited for our community to grow a little bit, just so that we can, I think, grow these questions and have more, you know, in-depth conversation and questions. So if you like our podcast, and if you're from, you know, a random place in the world that you just want Disney in your life, we encourage you to join our private Facebook group. And we'll have a link to that in our description down below. We haven't done that yet, I don't think. And so you'll find that link. Yeah, just down below. And if you want to join, we'd love for you to join the community there.
Yeah, join the family.
Yeah, okay. Julie is definitely someone who posts way more than I do. But
you also do all the editing, so...
Yeah, I'm very much the introvert of our family.
I feel like the responsibility is shared.
Yeah, the more people join, the more I feel it would be a little easier to join in the conversation. So, So don't hesitate. Join. Invite your friends. It's a good time. And we'll have some other cool events happening there too, hopefully, in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
So today is the AUA. Ask us anything. And do you want me to ask you the first question, Julie?
Well, do you think we both should answer, or
well, how about we'll both answer, but
okay,
you want to answer first,
yeah,
and then kind of explain why, maybe. So the first question is, what are your favorite Disney villains and why?
I think, okay, well, maybe I'll do like, which one do should I do, like, which one creeped me out the most as a kid?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So if I'm going with like childhood Julie, and I don't know if she's my favorite, but the one that definitely scared me the most, like, you know when you're a kid and you like leave the room, like for kids who were like are scared of flushing the toilet, they would flush the toilet and like run out of the bathroom.
Wait, who's scared of flushing the toilet?
Kids are.
No, they're not.
So like my comparison to that would be like the Evil Queen, but when the Evil Queen would turn into like the older queen.
Yeah, okay.
I'd have to leave the room or hide my face.
Sure.
I think I remember doing that. Love Snow White. Hated that part.
Right.
I think it was like her cackle, and like when her face like fades out to black, because it's like cutting the scene. Like it just used to be like, oh, got me right in the...
I feel like vintage Disney like did a really good job of making them And when I was a kid, yeah, I felt like they made the scary moment scary, you know? Like, they didn't really shy away from those moments. Like, looking back, I'm like, oh, wow, like, I probably would have been scared, like, watching this.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, the villain question, I think of one, like, a villain that, I don't know. I always liked Greek mythology, so Hercules was kind of a fun movie for me, even like growing up, and even now, I think just looking back at all the characters, now having kind of researched some of that era of ancient like religions and different things like that. So, you know, Hades would be someone who I would put up as like a favorite villain. It would be one that I think even like the Disney parks recognize as like one of the all-time villains. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's kind of like his wit and like anger, like, and just the definitely way he treats characters in the movie is like a lot different than like the typical evil like queen or evil person that never has a comedic moment in the whole movie. Whereas Hades, I feel like that's all he is. He's just like a, he's like, what would happen if we put like a comedian as an evil guy?
Right.
You know, who happened to be like the ruler of the underworld. So for me, Hades would be it.
That's a good one.
I do like Oogie Boogie too. So it's like, I don't know, just because it's iconic, I think, for me. It's just, but I'd say if I were to choose my favorite villain, Hades for sure. Yeah.
He definitely wears his emotions on his sleeve.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Or his hair.
Yeah, the color. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, question number two. I guess technically you're going to be answering twice in a row.
That's fine. Gives you an extra second to think of an answer, I guess.
So what are your favorite underrated Disney movies? And it's movies, so feel free to pick more than one.
So a recent series came on Disney Plus. It's like a Mighty Ducks series. I don't know if anyone watched it, but you know, just for the sake of honoring my childhood, I did. And I would say like where we're at, maybe it's not underrated, but I would say in the States, it probably was underrated. The Mighty Ducks, like, trilogy. I don't know, I love those movies. And for me, like, I don't know. There's always something that I could go back and watch them now, and it'd get me in the feels. Just, like, make me want to wear my all-time favorite sports jersey is the Mighty Ducks jersey. Like, 100%, hands down. And I'm sad that Disney kind of sold rights to them, but yeah, all time, 100%. And I know that's not, like, probably a popular answer, but even when we talked about the value resorts, like, clearly it had an impact on people's lives for them to make a whole resort based around the Mighty Ducks.
Like, oh, 100%. It definitely, so, like, guys your age in the 90s, for sure. And, like, Tyler also loves these movies. So it's not...
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have an? Do you have another one?
Yeah. I don't know if they're Disney movies. Remember those remember the MVP movies? Most Valuable Primate? I would say, like, they're pretty close to Disney. So, the first one is, like, this monkey who's really smart, and then he goes to Canada and plays hockey in, like, Vancouver or something like that.
Right.
And then he ends up being really good and then wins the cup. And the next one, he like, escapes somehow from the hockey team, and then he gets into skateboarding.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one, it's, like, MXP, Most Extreme Primate. And it talks about his snowboarding career. I don't know. He gets into snowboarding. I don't know. This is a fun, like, lighthearted... I like those movies for some reason. I would even watch them today just because, one, I know how they end. And there's something comforting about just those lighthearted family movies. You don't have to worry about anything. Just enjoy it and be a kid again. I'm done talking.
What? What? Why?
No, I'm just kidding. I feel like I've been talking too much. That's all.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so my favorite underrated Disney movie, and I think this is going to be shocking for people because I think they're anticipating me to say something, I don't know, classic, but it's really not. So I love the National Treasure series. Yeah, there's just something about it, and it saddens me that there's really not much, like, it's not reflected anywhere really at the parks. That's more live action-y.
I get that, but I also see how Indiana Jones, like, they took Indiana Jones verse or whatever. I mean, that would be sort of similar, wouldn't it? Be like, it would kind of scratch the same itch. They probably went with Indiana just because of its history and heritage versus National Treasure,
right?
You know, in their parks, if they were to do any kind of theming around it. But I totally get what you're saying. Like, I think it would be, I wonder what they would do though, like part of Main Street USA or something, like a museum or something like that.
Oh, a museum with all the treasures that they've gotten. That would be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they could turn that into a pretty amazing ride.
Yeah, like, it'd be interesting.
In Mexico, like the Mayan statue, like I feel like something could be done there.
Right.
Because the ride that's in there, and we'll talk about it, and there's actually a movie that ride is linked to, and that movie is so old that if you've never seen the movie, then the ride is kind of... And I know that everyone is kind of pushing for Mexico to be reskinned as Coco.
I love Coco. That's such a good movie.
Me too.
Yeah. So I was so surprised. Like, when I watched it for the first time, I was like, I'm not expecting much. Because, like, the trailer, I don't know, it didn't really appeal to me. And then it just taught me about their culture and, like, the history. And it was just so good.
It was so beautiful. So well done.
Yeah. I'm happy they made Coco. My one gripe. Okay, I love Natural Treasure, too. I find those movies fun. And Jess really likes them, too. Mm-hmm. But I find it's like... Like, with those movies, and not speaking about National Treasure specifically, but those kind of movies, like, Nicolas Cage could be, like, reading, like, the ingredients of, like, an apple pie from McDonald's or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finds, like, the next clue to whatever in the ingredients, you know? It's like, you know, oh, 20% sugar plus, you know, 20 grams of, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I know we're going next. It's the directions to the next place we need to go, and no one else has figured this out. And I feel like it's kind of like that, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess, like, the movie makers kind of have to make it like that, but... Or the filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
But that'd be my only gripe. I don't know.
So I do have my favorite underrated animation would have to be a Goofy movie.
Which one?
The original.
The OG.
Yeah. It's so cute.
Is that the one where the friend is like, it's the Leaning Tower of Cheese.
Yeah, yeah, that one.
Okay.
I think I watched it like 100 times when I was young. So cute. It's just something about, like, I don't know, Goofy as a dad. And that, like, coming of age, you know, like your kids growing up and...
Goofy is
independent.
Like, he definitely does act like a dad, you know. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk too much about our father because I don't want to embarrass him or anything. But I mean, back in the day, you know, like, he'd be the guy who tucked his pants into his socks, right? Like, that's a totally that's a Goofy move, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dad loves Goofy. That he's his favorite.
Yeah, that's right.
Actually, watching Dad meet Goofy is probably one of my favorite Disney memories ever that I'll just cherish. But yeah, definitely. Maybe that's why I like it so much. Do you think it reminds me of Dad?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it clicks some of the boxes for sure.
Yeah.
Not saying that Dad is completely oblivious. But
Nick, I feel like you're doing like psychology on like this is why you like this movie. That's so funny.
Yeah, maybe that's why. It would be interesting to know like the personality tests of the Disney characters, like Mickey and Minnie and
right,
Donald and Goofy, and see how it relates to some people we know. But yeah, that's a good choice. I think that's a classic. Brings me back to when I was really young.
And we must have watched it a couple times together.
I remember watching it a lot. I don't remember watching it with you though. Maybe it was like with your friends or something. Like I don't think we owned that movie. I think someone else.
I wonder when I would have seen it. That's so interesting. Maybe a sleepover or something.
Yeah, no, those are good choices. I mean, and let us know what your underrated favorite movie is. I feel like
you can probably get
some pretty obscure answers with that, because I don't know. I feel people can really take control, I guess, or get creative with that one. So,
right.
All right. This is probably a more like controversial question. The next one.
I know. I'm kind of like when it came up, I was like, oh no. Avoid.
All right. So you answer first. How about that?
Oh man. Okay.
What are your thoughts on the live action movies?
I'm scared. I feel like we're going to lose our audience here if I answer the wrong thing.
No, I'm sure.
I'm just kidding.
It'll be fine.
I'll be gentle. So it's interesting. So live action, when you're looking at... So I think what people want to know, it's not just like Disney live action in general, because they've been doing that forever. I think they want to know what we think about the classic...
Like the remakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like Aladdin and... Lion King and Mulan, Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. If you remember when we were young, because I tried to be like, well, when did they start doing these classic remakes? And it feels recent, but do you remember when we were little and they did the live action 101 Dalmatians?
Yeah.
Like, that's old. So, I loved that one, but I also saw it when I was younger. So my true feelings on the live action is of course I always appreciate them. You know what I mean? Like I like to see, it's kind of like your thoughts come to life and you actually get to visualize a real person. It was kind of like when, you know, Harry Potter was cast.
Sure.
And of course, you know, when you see people in real life, it either fits completely with what you've always thought or it shatters, you know, your whole existence of what you thought it would be.
Yeah.
And I feel like, unfortunately and unfortunately, like with the internet, is that they release one and then people are upset because they've made changes. Like, oh, that's not the original movie. That's not, you know, this part was really important to me and it was changed, and you know, now I feel like I've lost some of my childhood over that. And then, you know, and then they make another one, like let's pull in The Lion King, where they basically just remake The Lion King and then add real characters, and then people are upset. Yeah. Because it's too close to the original movie. So I feel, I don't know, I love them for what they are, but I feel like I like to watch them and I love them, and then I'm very careful about like deciding to read any sort of critique. Yeah. On them, because I don't want them to be ruined for me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah, I think for me, I think you kind of touched on sort of what I thought of. When I think of like the animation movies, like these movies are just, I don't know, in the history books is some of the most iconic movies, I think, for our generations.
And right, so people are really passionate about them.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. They're passionate. I feel like people are just overly passionate about some of the weirdest things today, okay? I'm just going to say that first off. Like, people get really upset about a lot of things. And I think you're absolutely right. It's almost as if, like the animation movies are canon, and then anything, like new or different, just it's like breaking, you know, the rules, or. But I like what you said. Like, it's kind of like when you're reading a book. I think the animations would be like the book, and then you're kind of watching it for the first time. You know the story already, and it's kind of like, I don't know. For me, they're always fun to go and see what they're like, but I'm always left thinking, you know, I'm not.
Should they have left it alone?
Yeah, I'm not really happy with what they, like, Mulan. I mean,
I think people are expecting Mulan. Sure. To be a musical, and I think that was really disappointing to a lot of folks.
I liked a lot of the original music, to be honest. Like,
yeah, and it was like snuck in there.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Some Easter eggs.
But even like Mushu.
Oh, Mushu was a huge loss. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and Eddie Murphy. I don't know. It's just, I think there's so many things, and.
But they wanted to keep it, like, terrible. Historically accurate, right? Like, they...
Yeah. Let me put it this way. Like, they're on Disney Plus until they're not. Or they're on Disney Plus unless they're, like, the premiere or whatever, and you want to spend the $40, which I haven't done. Just because I know I'm going to be upset for spending $40 on them. Mm-hmm. Or however much it is for you to get them. I'm happy I saw them once, but unlike the animation, I'm going to keep watching the animation ones.
Yeah,
I'm probably not gonna rewatch the live action ones, you know. And that's not to say they didn't do a great job. I think the directors and the actors did wonderful jobs. But like trying to recast Will Smith as like a Rob, like a, such an like a character that was made around Robin Williams and his personality and his, it's just so hard to fill those big shoes. And I think that's one of the biggest problems with Disney. Mm-hmm. Remaking the, like, because those shoes are so massive to fill, and anything less than perfect is just a nightmare for some people. So
right. Well, it's emotions, right? Like, we all have these emotional attachments to these movies, and when they're, you know, when people don't feel like they're being represented. And that's when everything gets really passionate, which is fine.
Yeah. Like, the same thing's going to happen when, you know, let's say Harry Potter gets remade in 10 years or whatever.
Oh, man.
Like, that's going to, it's going to happen again, you know?
But you know what? Like, even, okay, I know we're the Disney podcast to nerd out on Harry Potter for a second. So the things that they're doing with Fantastic Beasts and how they portray magic... And what they've been able to do, even in the course of like how Harry Potter has aged, has blown my mind in terms of like CGI.
Right. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. Like, they're gonna keep these as the like, I think, the iconic first movies, just as like they did the books. But I feel that when technology grows to a point where movies should be remade because of how legendary they are.
Right.
I think Harry Potter will definitely be a series that will be in the running.
Yeah.
And maybe even like, and I'm not, I don't know, like Lord of the Rings will probably be up there as well. You know, some of the most like sought after cult following, you know, movies. I would say some of the Disney ones too. And Disney is already on that game, so. Mm-hmm. I'm really wondering what they're going to do next. Like, I'm really excited for the Cruella movie, and I hope they don't. And the one thing I'm excited about with that one is that they're not really... It's kind of like an origin story of Cruella de Vil. It's not trying to redo the animation movie. So, like you said, They already did that back in the day, but I'm just happy that they're kind of going with a new angle. And I think
they're doing the books, aren't they? Like, there's the origin story of all the villains in book form.
Yeah. I don't know. I actually never heard of that. I'd love to read that. But I think they're going the right direction with live action if they keep doing it like that. Like something that supplements.
Right. The it animation says more movies. Of a story, but there's not something that's, you know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I also really like, and this is, I guess, sort of on this question, that I didn't know this until recently because I haven't really been a Parks fan until recently, but I love how they're making movies based on Disney park attractions. I always thought it was the other way around, right? So, like, Pirates of the Caribbean, probably one of the famous ones, right, was turned into a massive series. How cool is that? And then Jack Sparrow became a part of the ride because of its fame.
Right.
You know, The Haunted Mansion became a movie later on. And now they're, you know, people, are, you probably already know, but The Jungle Cruise, right? Like, that's going to be...
Oh, man. That's so cool.
That is cool. I mean, how cool is that? Like, I think it's pretty neat. And I think for the people that love the parks, it's kind of like a hidden Easter egg, you know, people that aren't in the Disney sphere. It's like, this has more significance to you. And you see some of like the little Easter eggs that these filmmakers are putting in that, you know, to the people that love the park. So,
well, they have Spaceship Earth movie.
What's that?
They have a Spaceship Earth movie.
Oh, do they?
Wait.
Yeah, I didn't even know that, so, I mean, I might have to look that up.
And they also have The Haunted Mansion, which nobody...
Yeah, that's what I said.
Really
like Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an okay movie. I mean, I'm not going to rave home about it, but I think it's cool that they have it, and they're making movies. You know, you often see theme parks trying to make money off movies that are already great successes, like Universal Studios would probably be famous for this, but Disney did so good in their theme park that they're making movies based on the things that their theme park is iconic for. It's just, I don't know. I'm not trying to trash on Universal. I love their park too. And maybe we'll have an episode about that, but I think, yeah, for me, I'm going to put an end to this question before I dig myself a hole.
Maybe we're already in a hole. We just
Either people get mad at me, or maybe they're just in absolute agreement with what we're saying. I don't know.
Right. We'll definitely put out a lot of posts over the next week. People can debate. It's fine. Debate is healthy.
Okay, yeah. I think that's such a dilemma today. You know, people just don't know how to have civil conversations about things they disagree on. Mm. And I think Disney's such a great opportunity to learn how to do that, because... Who can be angry when you're talking about Disney?
Join some mom groups, Nick.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding, too. Most of those groups are very, very lovely. There are some heated trigger questions that get people really riled up, though. We had a very specific question. So it was, do you have any tips or tricks on how to get a spot in the virtual queue of Rise of the Resistance ride?
Yes.
And... Yes, we do.
Throw salt over your shoulder, rub a rabbit's foot. I'm just kidding.
Go find Aladdin's lamp and make a wish. No, So I've kind of made a list of everything that I'm aware of to give you the best chance at getting a spot. And some of it, you know. So if you're on the Disney Wi-Fi, you will come to know that it's not always your friend. So the advice is to turn off your Wi-Fi, connect to the local network, make sure that your phone signal is strong to that network also. So if that means like moving to a different place at the resort, I would do that.
Right.
Because it's every single bar you can get of internet or data. Is worth it. So close all the apps and windows on your phone, like nothing else running in the background. I'm picturing Tyler with like his 800 browsers open. That just gives me anxiety.
That stresses me out.
Yeah.
I like I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus. I would say another tip too is getting early, getting there to the park early. Like I heard there's rules and regulations on how many people can be crowded due to fire law.
Right. But it's not necessarily about being at the park early.
No, I know, but
the virtual queue is what it like. So the issue is if you get like the first group and you're not there, you will lose it. You know what I mean? Like they don't, I'm sure it's Disney. There's definitely a grace period, but like expect to be at that park day on time because you might get called out on the first group.
Sure.
Yeah. So you go to the first page. So when you're in your app, in the page to join, you make sure there's a button on the right-hand side that will say click status or check status. Excuse me. And you click that before 7 a.m. because that's going to bring you to a different page. And I feel like maybe this is where some people are losing out because they don't realize that it's like deeper in the app than they think it is. And right. So when you're taken to this next page, there will be the magic join button. And so the other advice would be have another person. Well, actually everyone should be on their phones trying to get it. but if someone has a clock that's connected to the world clock, and when it hits like 6:59:59, you click that join button, and then when you get through, there's a third page with a bunch of writing. I'm sure it's like liability stuff. It's probably important. This isn't me telling you not to read it. However, if you do take the time to read it, you will likely miss out. So people are saying to scroll through as fast as you can to the bottom, because that's where the real join button is. And that will hopefully give you the greatest success of getting on this ride.
So here's a tip from me, you know, to summarize what Julie's saying. Go to a YouTube video of someone doing this in the app so you know what it looks like.
Yes.
And you know what to expect. Because I'm the type of person, I just heard all that Julie said, and I have no, like, I can't.
I'm a visual person too, so this is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because, like, day of, chances are you're visiting Florida on vacation, you're going to Hollywood Studios once, and you have one shot to do this. You know, why risk that on not knowing how to navigate through the thing? So, you know, even for techie people, sometimes navigating a new app or software, it's hard. And so if you're not used to my Disney, you know, my magic app or whatever, you know, find a couple videos, maybe find some photo tutorials, and I'm sure they'll help you and guide you through the process.
Right.
And even that, like, there's a chance you won't get it. So I think going to the park with the expectation that it might not work out, but to be honest, like, I even thought about this, and like, I'd be just as easily happy. I mean, okay, I like Star Wars. I like Star Wars a lot. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going in expecting I'm going to be on the ride. And I'd be easily as happy going on Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Yeah.
Because of just, like, the technology and how cool, you know, from what I've seen of the POV experiences, like. But I would love, I'm going to try for the Rise of the Resistance.
Just, oh, who wouldn't? Absolutely. Yeah. I just think, after, like, who would know that there would be three different screens you would have to get through to join the ride? You know what I mean? And I feel like for people who aren't prepared for that, that's where they're getting caught up. Or they think they've clicked join and they don't realize, like, oh no, there's a third... There's a third join at the bottom, and I would hate to see someone miss out because of that. And that will go along with an episode I'm sure we'll do later on. Like, because I'm trying not to, like, repeat myself a billion times, but I also understand that within the podcasting world, like, this episode might interest someone, and I might not ever listen to a one where I say it again, but like, make sure you're familiar with the app. That's a big and I see where Disney's kind of going with it, especially with COVID, and it, and if you're not familiar with, like, booking or getting reservations or getting fast pass takeout food, like, your trip
mobile order
might be a struggle. They're definitely going in, like, a technology heavy direction.
Yeah, and even Disneyland, we talked about Disneyland at the beginning of our podcast. They're going in that direction now too. So, I mean, that podcast is already outdated in some way because they're using technology now. So, yeah. I mean, it won't take you long if you're used to phones and stuff, but I'm talking to the people that have a hard time minimizing their computer screen. learn the app before you go.
Yeah, and spend some time on it, play with it. It's not going to, I don't know, you might find yourself booked for reservations. That's okay. You can remove those without financial penalty up until, you know, the day before.
A certain.
Yeah.
And if you don't like that, maybe just go with someone that knows it.
Right.
Like when I went with my sister. My sister Julie.
I was going to say, me?
Yeah, my other sister. Like, what other sister am I talking about?
I don't know.
You
do have a sister-in-law now.
Yeah, but that's what I would say. I would say sister-in-law. I would like, especially when I'm talking to you. I mean, I'd make it clear, you know.
We have one more question. It's pretty special.
This will be a question I think we ask people when we start doing interviews, when we start growing as a podcast.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like I talked a lot the last time, so I feel like you should answer first.
Okay.
So Nick,
I feel like I talked a lot.
Really?
Maybe we're bad podcasters because we think we talk too much.
Well, isn't that the point of a podcast, to talk a lot?
Yeah, sort of. That's what I mean. That's why I think we're... it's like, no, I talk too much. You talk.
Mm-hmm. So if you had...
Okay, go ahead.
Take three.
All right. All right, go ahead.
Nick, if you had an extra magic half hour at any Disney location, which one would you go to and what would you do there?
Great question.
Mm-hmm.
This will be a question, like I said, we'll ask other people. I think it really depends on who I'm with, right? But let's say if it's just me and my wife. Oh, man. If there is, so is there a park hopper available? I guess it wouldn't really matter.
Listen, this is your extra. What can you do if you can park hop in half an hour? That's amazing.
Okay. So I'm an Instagram husband, self-admitted, which means, you know, when we go on vacation, I'm working still in some way to take photos and different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I use a portion of that if we're in the park alone to get some unreal castle shots, and then so we're at Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you would take that time to get, like, the magic pictures of, like, less people.
Yeah. This, okay. Just like an unreal, like, frameable good photo. And then
that's such a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like who has that? Mm. Anyway. But I would also probably want to do, like, a ride. So, like, okay. I really like Splash Mountain. I think it was fun.
Yeah. I was so disappointed I didn't get to go with everybody.
Yeah, it just happened. Oh, well. That, yeah. You were doing something else that was fun.
Yeah.
And maybe that would be another podcast of what you did that day sometime.
Just yeah, can you imagine Julie's secret adventure?
Yeah, we haven't really talked about it.
I know.
So, I mean,
that'd be kind of fun. Maybe I'll just finally include you all in my magical
story.
Day. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like me, if you know me, I like food.
Mm-hmm.
So food has to be part of it. would say probably getting that Dole Whip over in Adventureland, doing some Space Mountain, and getting some iconic photos, and maybe even getting a reservation at a sit-down restaurant. I don't know.
Okay.
I really liked Liberty Tree Tavern.
It was so good.
That would be like the end of the 30 minutes, so then I'll be eating after the 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. So like you're being like classic tourist, which ends you at Liberty Tree.
It's like, "Oh, are you guys closing? Can I come down and sit and have a full course meal?"
Well, mine's going to sound boring compared to yours, but
no. I mean, I don't think it would be. I think for me, a lot of people would have checked out right when they said take some nice photos.
I don't think so. There's some pretty.
You don't think so?
No. I think there's some photography nerds out there, and I think there's definitely people who appreciate a really good castle picture with nobody else in it. I feel like that's the dream.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah. So what about you? What about you, Julie?
Am I allowed to pick two? Maybe I should keep one for a different episode, because I'm sure I'm going to be asked this again.
Well, okay. How about when we do the parks individually?
I'll keep one then, because that just gave me the one I'll go with. All right. My extra magic half hour. So I'm on the Disney Fantasy, and on Disney cruises, there's an adult-only section. And depending on what cruise ship you're on, if you're on the bigger ships, then like the Fantasy, then those areas are bigger. And the Fantasy has a cafe with fancy coffee in it. Does that surprise anybody? So you get, like, in the buffet, you still get coffee. But it's more like Nescafe instant coffee, which is still tastes great. But it's not like a brewed coffee. So if you want brewed coffee, then you have to go to the cafe. So I would say I'm in the cafe with vacation mode is strong. There's like Hakuna Matata. There's definitely like no worries happening as I sit there and enjoy my Americano.
Okay.
Like with my Madeleine cookie.
Yeah. I get you. I feel like this question, it's kind of like, what could you do in 30 minutes? I saw it as like situations I would never be able to get to do, you know?
Right. Well, but it seems like your
extra magic.
Me sitting down and like drinking a whole coffee while sitting and just soaking in the moment. Have you met Tyler?
Yeah.
That is a dream for me.
Sure, I guess. I don't know. I feel like I could sit down and relax if there was incentive to do so. I don't know.
That's hilarious. That's good. My extra magic half hour definitely spent in the cafe on the Disney Fantasy.
Right.
A little boring.
No, that's a good one. And there is the bell, and that means if you haven't been with us, this podcast is coming to an end. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I really like doing these kind of question and answer, and maybe we'll keep doing them in the future. But I believe next week we're doing the final episode of Resorts, which are actually, we have the second half of the Modern Resorts, right, Julie?
Yep.
So we'll get those done, and maybe we'll have another fun podcast after that. And we'll keep the journey going. I think that's kind of part of the fun thing about podcasts. You just kind of make your own map and you just really go wherever you want. It's an exploration. And for you listening, you can help us, you know, if you want us to stop at a certain place and talk about something, we'd love to do that. And maybe even get one of you guys on here sometime just to talk about your own Disney experiences and different things like that. So we really want to plug the private Facebook group that we have. And we're going to be doing some more marketing for our podcast, but I think the best thing is just building a community. That's all we really want to do. Like, we're not here to make money. We're just here to create a place where other Disney-loving people can join and really just kind of create an atmosphere and community and culture. And so if you're interested in that, we would love for you to join and have you a part of our Disney fam and be a Dizzling with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So thank you for joining. Thank you for being a part of this with us, and welcome aboard.
Until next time.
And so our journey comes to an end, but yours continues on. Grab a hold of your dreams and make them come true, for you are the key to unlocking your own magic. Now go and let your dreams guide you. Reach out and find your happily ever after.